Earth, sky.
Astronomers analyzed the light of what they thought was an unremarkable star and found a superstar, 150 times the mass of the Sun and almost 10 times hotter.
The star VFTS 682 is now among the brightest stars known. It's thought to be 3 million times brighter than our Sun. Massive stars typically reside in the centers of star clusters, but this superstar is more isolated in space, making it different from all known stars. It resides in the Tarantula Nebula, a huge region of gas, dust, and young stars in a small nearby galaxy called the Large Magellanic Cloud.
Dust clouds absorb and scatter the superstar's energy before it reaches Earth, so the star appears reddish. If there were no dust, this superstar would appear to us as brilliant and blue-white. VFTS 682 seems to have an identical twin at the heart of a nearby star cluster. It's possible the superstar formed there and became what astronomers call a runaway star, but runaway stars are usually smaller.
Another idea is that the star might have formed on its own, but astronomers say in that case, its formation is even harder to explain. For more details, come to earthsky.org and search for the word superstar. I'm Jorge Salazar.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.